You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the flutes of the world are converging on Wisconsin. This week, we'll preview the World Flute Society Convention. Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a profile of a Wisconsin musician who plays the flute.
The flute is one of the oldest instruments in the world, after the human voice. Almost every culture has their version of one, and chances are, flutist Peter Phippen wants to play it. The Eau Claire musician has spent the last three decades playing and studying flutes from around the world, but Phippen didn't discover the instrument until later in life.
Well, we'd go on tour in the rock band. I was a touring bassist. Different city every night, and after a 60 or 90 day tour, I'd promise my wife I'd buy her something after a tour, and she wanted a sofa, and she dragged me all over Eau Claire looking at sofas, and the last place we ended up was a World Bazaar gift shop at the mall. It's no longer there, and they had a basket of bamboo penny whistles from India. Now, I'm not lying, I failed the recorder in fifth grade. I could not play it. But I picked up one of these 25-cent bamboo penny whistles from India, and the thing just started playing by itself. I thought this is pretty interesting, so I bought it. There's vast amounts of flutes in the world, and a lot of them have different embouchures. A lot of them have different tunings. You know, some have no holes. You know, harmonic overtone flute, great example. And that's found in Norway, in Africa, in Eastern Europe. The Edo period shakuhachi is one of my favorite instruments to play. And you can hear that on my song. Well, it's not my song. It's a song that came through me in the studio, Lasco. To me, that song has a darker edge. It's not in me, it's in the universe. I believe that music is already there, floating around the world. It's in the ethers. And what I try to do as a spiritual flute player is to tap into that. And if you can tap into that and ride it, it's a bucking bronco. But if you can hang on, then some beautiful things happen, magic happens. I've always been an improvisationalist, and that's all I wanted to do. There's a few songs on my albums that are not improvisations, very few. But most everything I've recorded is improvised in the studio. I work with a flute for a long time. I have it all dialed in. Then I'll go into the studio. I have a handful of musicians that know how to do this with me. And I'll just look at them and go, C sharp minor. Go. And that's how the music happens. I've seen, you know, classically trained flutists and Irish flutists who have great technique and great skill, and they can play the same thing over and over at amazing rates of speed. That's not what I do. I go completely the other direction. I try to play long and slow, and sometimes if a fast passage arises, it's good to have some technique because if the music calls for a fast passage or the improvisation, then I'm able to pull it off. But I never go for that. I never go for that at all.
Peter Phippen is a flutist based in Eau Claire. He'll be playing with many other musicians this week at the World Flute Society Convention at UW-Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more information at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
That World Flute Society Convention is kicking off today, as we just heard, in Eau Claire. Kathleen Joyce Grendel is Executive Director of the World Flute Society. She joins us now to tell us more about the event. Kathleen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, today is day one of the Flute Society's annual convention. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Actually, we come to Eau Claire every other year, and we are hosted by the music department here at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. And basically we come and they let us have, you know, the run of the school and fulfill our needs. And we bring in a bunch of flutists in different genres. This time around we have a Bonsri player, a Celtic group. We have Brian Ritchie playing shakuhachi with Michael Bateen playing gongs. Ron Korb is from Canada. He's a world flutist. We have Native American flute players. We have a Indian Carnatic musician, and a bunch of world flute players. So it's a great variety.
I think when people think flute, at least in this country, they probably picture the silver flute that we might have seen in band class. It seems like it really is a universal instrument. So many different cultures had their own permutation of the flute.
Yes, this is true. And we are representing many of those at the convention.
Yeah, you were giving a taste of the different styles of music. You really have performers, I was looking through the list, almost from all over the world.
Right. We try to bring in as many diverse musicians as possible. And we have a pretty good lineup this time for the evening concerts.
Can you talk about your own personal history with the instrument?
Well, I received my Doctor of Musical Arts degree from the University of Arizona in silver flute. And instead of my thesis or my dissertation being in something related to the silver flute, I chose to write a dissertation on the Native American flute in the Southwest. And it kind of kicked off from there. And I was asked to be the executive director of the International Native American Flute Association. And I did that for 17 years. And then I morphed it into the World Flute Society to make it more inclusive of other traditions. Give us a wider audience.
And as instruments go, I've played a little flute coming from the saxophone side, and we heard in that Wisconsin Life piece, are flutes fairly easy for people to come in and pick up, or does it really depend on what kind of flute you're talking about?
It depends on the flute type. The Native American flute is really accessible to almost anyone. Some people read music playing it, but the majority of people just improvise in what we call play from the heart. It's a very easy instrument to pick up. Some of the other instruments are a little more difficult because they're transverse flutes like the silver flute and require a specific embouchure. And sometimes that's difficult for folks to pick up quickly.
Do you feel, having this World Flute Society, that there is a kinship of flutists from different places, different backgrounds?
Oh, definitely. It's really interesting when you bring this variety of people together. You know, sometimes they end up, you know, playing on each other's sets, or they contact each other later on, and they do recording projects together. So it's like a... It grows relationships between performers as well as participants who come and listen.
Yeah, is there an opportunity for people, you know, there are the formal performances, but are there chances for people just to get together and jam and see how different kinds of flutes sound together?
Yes, we have a vendor area in the lobby of Fine Arts Center where many people are selling world flutes, Native American flutes, other drums. We have a didgeridoo player here, and, you know, people will go to various vendors and try the flutes, and sometimes they end up jamming together.
And can the public come and check out the performances and talks and things like that?
The workshops during the day require registration, but the evening concerts are open to the public, and the shows start at 7 p.m., and there's three or four performers each night. And, you know, they can come to the vendor area for free. It's open to the public. They just want to come and check out something.
Obviously, you have a love for the flute. Would you want to talk to people young and old and encourage them not just to listen, but to give it a try?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The more people that know about the world flute, the better. It's such an amazing experience.
Now, you've played a lot of different kinds of flutes, I imagine. Are there ones out there around the world that you haven't yet played that you're thinking, oh, maybe this year somebody will show up with one and I can give it a try?
No, I've played a lot of flutes. Some flutes are easier to play than others. There's a type of flute that's a rim-blown flute that really is, it's almost like just a hollow stick with a little notch in the end. Peter Phippen excels at those, but that gives me a little trouble occasionally.
And are you going to get a chance to perform, or are you going to be too busy organizing this whole thing?
This time around, I was asked to play with a Native American flute player and a percussionist on one of the concerts. So I will be playing silver flute this year.
All right, Kathleen, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with the event.
Okay, thank you.
Kathleen Joyce Grendel is Executive Director of the World Flute Society. As we heard, their convention is taking place starting today at UW-Eau Claire.